Just to go back a little bit in Ashrei and reflect on some of Shimon Schwab's remarkable insights. Tehillah LeDavid starts Tehillah LeDavid and ends Tehillas Hashem Yidaber Pi. Because a Tehillah means to praise something extraordinary. Like the Pasuk says with Sarah, Vayahalua Isas El Paro. They praise their extraordinary beauty as being fitting for Paro. So David HaMelech is saying this Mizmar is expressing something extraordinary. I want to praise you with the highest form of praise. David HaMelech already sees the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who is king of the world, where everything's reached its greatness and perfection. It's only good. He's visualizing the Oyem Shekulo Tov. He's expressing the tefillah he'll experience after Olam Haba, in Olam Haba. But he's experiencing it now. He's focused on the end point right now. It's remarkable. Even in this world, I'm going to bless you every single day. I'm tapping into the end point. This idea of halal, this extraordinary goodness every single day. Halal is, of course, Melech Mehulal B'tish Bachis. And from that point on, the Mizmar, this parak, continues with the vision of a world which is absolutely without evil. Gadol Hashem Mehulal Ma'id. Gadol, as we've said, is always Chesed. Hashem's man, the manifestation of Hashem's chesed, there's no place which is devoid from him. No place empty, devoid of Hashem's presence. And therefore in Hashem's omnipresence, he's so close to us, when we speak to him, we whisper. Even if we're only thinking about Hashem, we're communicating with Hashem. This revelation of the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his closeness applies to the whole world. His greatness is beyond investigation. It's unsearchable. The human mind can't possibly fathom infinite greatness. We can't possibly comprehend his omnipresence. Daru l'daru shabach ma'asecha. In the new world, in the Olam Shekulo Tov, which will exist after Mashiach, the whole world will praise Hashem. They'll tell their children of his mighty deeds that they experienced and how all the evil powers in the world were destroyed. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu established this new world order that they find themselves in. Now getting to our pasuk that we got up to, Hadar Kvod Heidecha, V'divrei Nifloisecha Asicha. I'll speak of the splendorous glory of your majesty and your wondrous deeds. Rav Shimshon Farha Asherin Tilim explains that while the nations of the world will tell all the details of the mighty upheavals in nature, in history, and the destruction of the Rasha'im, which were the precursors to the coming of Mashiach, Klal Yisrael sees those events as manifestations of the beauty and the glory of Hashem. The Chevli Mashiach, the destruction of an old world order, which is traumatic for the rest of the world. Perhaps we're going to be able to see Hashem, praise Hashem throughout it. The Torah gives us a special perspective. We see things from a loftier perspective. That's why the Pasuk tells us in Tilim Kifites, Galenai, Va'abita Niflos Meteirah Secha, unveil my eyes, that I may perceive wonders from your Torah. This will then be repeated in the next passage, of the awesome power that you speak, I will tell of your greatness. While the nations of the world will speak of the fierceness of your awesome deeds because of the disasters that have befallen the Rasha'im, which paved the way for the coming of Mashiach. David HaMelech says, I'm going to tell of your greatness. Gadol is Gadol Chassid. I'm seeing all these, this momentous period in history. He wants to stress the loving kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and show how his goodness fills the world.